The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Harley Carnes joins us, and ironically, Harley, we're just talking there about Australia's best rugby player not being able to play because he's been told he can't publicly air his religious views. You've got a story along the same lines in the US.
Well, yeah, this is the administration says that doctors and other clinicians should have the right to have a conscience and to have a religious point of view on what they do for a living. And so what they've done is very controversial, because they're saying if they don't want to do abortions, they shouldn't have to, which makes it difficult because, you know, on the one hand, women have a right to an abortion in this country. On the other hand, what they're saying is doctors should have a right to say, yeah, but I'm not going to do it, because I don't agree with it, because my religion doesn't, you know, precludes it, says it shouldn't do it. So it's controversial, but it's probably going to happen because, you know, they have the right to set these rules and that sort of thing. Today was, by the way, the National Day of Prayer, and the president made that announcement during a speech at the White House Rose Garden about that very subject.
On matters medical, a drone has delivered a kidney. I know you're into aviation. I don't quite get how we're going to have all these drones flying around delivering kidneys and pizzas. I don't quite work out how it works.
And a drone doesn't care. Kidney, pizza, doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
But here's the thing. I mean, we already have more drones in this country than we have airplanes. That's a shocking thing to think about. And the number's going to go up and up and up. Now, that doesn't mean we have that many drones in the air all the time, but we have more than that have been purchased, and people are flying around a little bit, you know, wherever they are. This is a first, though. The drone has delivered a donor kidney to a hospital in Maryland, and the transplant was a success. It was groundbreaking for a number of reasons, the first being, of course, the drone had the ability to maintain and monitor the viability of the kidney in flight, and of course it navigated successfully from one hospital to another. This process is usually accomplished just as effectively and just as timely with a helicopter. But, of course, the drone costs a lot less money. They're interested in being able to do that. This was doctors at the University of Maryland who worked with the drone company for months to plan for the flight. They did some practice runs. They delivered blood, tissue samples, saline, and other things before trying a donor-matched, ready-to-go kidney, and it worked.
Fantastic stuff. Thank you for your help today, Harley. Alan will be back with you on Monday. That's Harley Carnes. Come out to the news at 8:30. 131-873 is our number. Lots for us to talk about on Open Line after the news, including the Israel-Folau issue. How do you think that should play out? And the Dirty Tricks campaign in the federal election. Is this the worst one you have ever seen? Give us a call. 131-873 is our number, and as we head towards the last 2 weeks of the campaign.